Blog Talk Radio. Of course. And I'm back. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like I have a phone call. Let's see what's going on. Hello, you are on Wrestling. Oh, gosh, I can't believe I did that. You are on Retro Talk with Joe. What's up?
Is this Durant?
This is who?
Is this Durant?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
This is Janice.
Okay.
Welcome. This is the first time caller.
Thank you for calling in. I should say that. So did you used to play video games when you were younger?
I love video games.
But that's good. That's good. Right now I'm talking about wrestling games that we used to play on the Nintendo. Do you remember playing wrestling games?
I never played wrestling games. Wrestling's fake.
Well, I'm not sure what to say about that. I think I have a different opinion, but everybody has their own opinion. So let's put it at that. So what games did you used to play?
I like Contra.
Contra. I remember playing Contra. That was one of my favorite games, actually. I used to play that for hours.
What wrestling games did you play?
Do you remember about playing Contra?
Contra was a very, it was like, it was a very rough game. It was hard. I'm hard right now.
It was.
But.
It was a very difficult game.
Where are you from? Hello? Are you there? Folks, is this my show now?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is ridiculous. 661, are you still on?
Yeah, where were you at?
Well, unfortunately, my internet is not any good. So, it keeps dying on me. So I was asking, were you
where
ever
are you
able
from?
To be Tantra?
Where
that,
are you from?
I am in West Virginia right now.
What part of West Virginia?
I'm in a little town near Harpers Ferry. It's about an hour away from D.C.
You think they would have better internet there?
That is true. You would think so, but unfortunately,
I talked to a Pakistani guy that has better internet than you.
I'm sure that he does. Anyways, were you ever able to beat Contra?
Many, many times. Did you ever beat it? Hello? Joe? Folks, I think Joe's experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. I think we have lost Joe. Let's talk video games. If you like video games, please call in 215-383-3847. I'm going to sing you a song of my people. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. I love, 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 love is in the air. I love video games.
Come on.
Oh, we got Joe back.
He
was no longer experiencing technical difficulties.
I agree. You have technical difficulties. Anyways, so what do you remember from the year 1985?
I remember Ultima 4, Quest of the Avatar.
Okay, I don't remember that, but...
Did we lose Joe again? Folks, Joe was experiencing technical difficulties. He wanted to talk. 1985 games. I remember the game Commando, which I'm going right now. If you are listening in and you want to talk about 1985 video games while Joe is experiencing technical difficulties, please dial 218-215-383-3847. It's kind of hard me to guess. '85 also had a video game called Ghost and Goblin. I thought that was a pretty good game. But Gauntlet was the best one. What do you think, Joe? Oh, he's not here. What wrestling games was he talking about? I remember Mary McGuigan, world champion, kickboxing. I don't think I remember any wrestling games from 1985. I remember arm wrestling. It was a flop, folks. There was also a game called Gridiron Fight. Football game, folks. Room 42! Orange one! Sit! Fight! That's not actual footage from the game, my folks. We're just kindly waiting for Joe to call back in.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am back once again. I've decided to call on my phone instead of trying to use my crappy internet. Unfortunately, I am sorry about that. Caller,
welcome
you still
back,
want...
Joe.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in. I'm not sure who this is. I think I have a good idea of who this might be. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jack.
Jack. Well, nice to... Thank you for calling in, Jack, for making this... for being here for this monumental episode of... retro, going retro with Joe. This is just, it's ridiculous. That's all there is to it. It's ridiculous, and I apologize for keeping disconnecting. I apologize for that, sir. But anyways, like I was saying, in 1985, a little game called
Is this
Super
your first
Mario
show?
Brothers. What's that?
Is this your first show?
It's not my first show, no, but it's my first, it's not my first show. I've done many shows. I have another show that I do on Tuesday night with my, with another guy by the name of Rick. We do a show called Wrestle Talk where we talk about wrestling. If you like wrestling, you should definitely check us out on Tuesday night from 8 till 11. Definitely check us out at Renegade Radio Network. On blogtalkradio.com. Anyway, so in 1985, a little game called Super Mario Brothers came out. Do you remember Super Mario Brothers?
I love that game.
It was a good game. I've played that game, I can't tell you how many times. I've never beat the game, but it's one of those games where you don't care if you've beaten it or not, because it's just, it's one of these fun games that you can just play with whenever you want to, and you don't care if you die or not. It was a great game. It sold over 40 million copies, which is freaking awesome. That's by far, I believe, one of the best video games that has ever came out, in my opinion. Also, on October the 18th, the game Duck Hunt came out for the... Nintendo. Do you remember the game Duck Hunt?
I hated that fucking dog.
You hated the dog. So you were one of the type of people you would try to shoot the dog because it was laughing at you when you would miss the ducks, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That is definitely. See?
What is that noise? It really aggravates me.
Hey, I didn't do that noise. That was not me. But, anyways, also in 1985. There was a game that came out in December by the name of Sky Kid. I don't know if you remember playing that game. It's a regular platform game. It was a fun game. I remember playing that game. There's so many games that I remember playing. That's why I decided to do this show because, you know, I love stuff retro. Like, you know, in 1985, you know how many movies came out in 1985? Some of the greatest movies ever came out in 1985. You've got, and I'm just going down the list, you've got The Goonies, Back to the Future, The Breakfast Club, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, Legend, Commando, Rocky IV, Real Science, St. Elmo's Fire, A View to Kill, and Teen Wolf, just to name a few that came out in 1985. 1985 was a great year, in my opinion.
Oh, fuck, I gotta go.
Anyway, so let me get back into my wrestling since I... Where the heck did I go from? What am I doing now? All right, the next wrestling game I wanted to talk about is WWF WrestleMania. WWF WrestleMania. It came out in 1989. It was produced by Acclaim. It was a single or multiplayer game. the one or two players you had, the wrestlers you had Hogan, Andre the Giant, Macho Man, Ted DiBiase, Bam Bam Bigelow, and the Honky Tonk Man. Now, what's cool about this game is this is the first WWF licensed NES game, but it wasn't the first WWE game. It was just the first WWF licensed NES game. The moves you had the kick, the punch, the headbutt, the running attack, and the turnbuckle attack. But Andre, not everybody could do all the moves. Like Andre the Giant and Bam Bam Bigelow couldn't do any of the top rope moves. And you had body slam that Bam Bam Bigelow and Honky Tonk Man couldn't do. So a lot of people picked Bam Bam Bigelow because he couldn't do body slams, he couldn't do top rope moves, but he did have two running attacks instead of one. And Randy Savage, instead of throwing punches, he would throw elbows. And Hogan was the only person that was able to slam Andre the Giant. There was nobody else in the game was able to slam Andre the Giant. You had two modes. You had a single mode, and you had a tournament mode where you would fight to win the championship. Now, the first WWF game was a game called Micro League Wrestling. It was made by Micro League Multimedia Incorporated, and it came out in 1987 for the Commodore 64. It was the first WWF game, and this game wasn't like the other games. You would select several preset matches and choose the wrestler's actions via a menu. It was like a strategy game. Each player would pick one move, but only one of them would work, the other one wouldn't. And each time that you would do a move, you would take some points away. You had four major moves that caused four damage points, and you had one super move that would cause six damage points. So it was pretty sweet, actually. I think I played it once or twice. It reminds me of one of those board games where you use the board, and then you also had to use a VCR tape. I think I played it once or twice. If you want to call in, number is 215-383-3847. That's 215-383-3847. The chat room is open if you would like to connect to the chat. Well, no, it's not open because I'm not connected to the internet again.
So, I don't see no chat room, huh?
Ridiculous, folks. This is crazy. Craziness. Anyways, the next game is WWF WrestleMania Challenge. It came out with, the producer was LGN, and you're going to find that LGN, from this point on, has produced a lot of wrestling games. It came out in 1992. You had Hogan, Andre the Giant, Randy Savage, The Ultimate Warrior, Big Boss Man, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Rick Rude, Jim Duggan, and a wrestler by the name of Yourself, which was just a generic wrestler. The angle, that it was a different angle, and instead of the low angle, you had the high angle view of the ring, and you had a standing bar, and you had unique movesets. Each wrestler had his own unique moveset. You had a one-on-one match, you had a tag team match, you had a Survivor Series match, and you had a championship where you would have to use yourself to try to win the championship from the other wrestlers, and you had a tag team championship mode where you controlled two of yourselves to try to win the tag team champions. Do you remember playing any of these games?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
No, I don't play wrestling games. Wrestling is fake.
Okay, so what games did you play? Besides Contra and Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt.
I like fighting games, real fighting games, like Mortal Kombat and
the arm wrestling game
that was released in 1985.
Okay, we can talk about Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat was a game that was just absolutely amazing. It started off in the arcade, and it was like one of the most violent games that there ever was out there. Like, you had finishing moves where you wouldn't just beat the person, but you would actually, you know, kill the person. Like, the Sub-Zero had a move where he would freeze him. What's that?
I like that, when he said, "Finish him."
Yes, that was what they used to say. Whenever you would defeat your opponent, it would say, "Finish him." And at that moment, you could do a collection of moves that would do what they would call a fatality, which would, in a sense, kill your opponent. Like, Sub-Zero's fatality is he would shoot a ice ball, freeze them, and then he'd walk up to them and he'd grab their head and pull their head as well as their spine out. It was one of the most violent video games out there, and everybody loved it. Then after the arcade, it came to the Super Nintendo and the Sega Genesis. Now, the Super Nintendo decided to take away the blood, so there was no blood in the Super Nintendo version. Now, the Sega version, there wasn't any blood, but there was a code that you can put in that you could turn the blood on. So most people preferred the Sega version over the Super Nintendo version.
I like blood.
Well, blood is good. Blood is good. That is true. Blood is definitely good. Like I said, it was one of the most violent games out there. It was just crazy.
Have you ever played the Playboy game?
The Playboy game? Don't think I've ever played that game. That is one game that I've never played. I've never played the Playboy game.
It was called Playboy the Mansion.
Never played it.
I used to touch myself to it.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's nice to know. That's nice to know. Anyways, one of the games that I did play was WWF WrestleMania Steelcase Challenge. It came out produced by LGN in 1992. You had Hogan, Savage, DiBiase, IRS, Bret Hart, The Undertaker, Ric Flair, Papa Shango, Shawn Michaels, Tatanka. And the NES version had, that was just the NES version. The Sega version had almost all the same wrestlers, except for they had Jake the Snake Roberts, Sid Justice, Roddy Piper, and the Mountie. That's what you would find a lot in wrestling games, especially when it would come up for NES and for the Sega at the same time, they would have different wrestlers. Like, the Sega Genesis version would have different wrestlers than the NES version. They all had the same moveset, punches, kicks, grapples, power slam, running attacks, ground attacks. There was no finishing moves. In the cage.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Is this Rick Rose? Rick, are you trying to take over my show? Anyway. The next game that I'm going to talk about is WWF Super WrestleMania. Once again, produced by LGN. And it was produced by Flying Edge for Sega in 1992. the NES, they had the same set moves. They had the scoop slam, the suplex, the drop kick, the clothesline, the hip toss, and the elbow drop. Now, what made it different between this NES version and the Sega version is the Sega version had signature moves. Every wrestler had a signature move they could do any time. So most people prefer the Sega version because they like the signature moves. You had a one-on-one, you had a tag match, you had a Survivor Series match. You had NES version, had Hogan, Savage, DiBiase, Jake Roberts, Undertaker, Sid Justice, the Legion of Doom, and the Natural Disasters. The Sega version had Hogan, Savage, DiBiase, but they had the Ultimate Warrior, Papa Shango, IRS, the Bulldog, and Shawn Michaels. Now, I remember going up to D.C. with my dad and playing this game while he was at work, which was awesome because I didn't get to do that all of the time. It was like one of the only times that I ever did that, and it was absolutely awesome. I stayed in his office all day long playing that game. I had it for the Super Nintendo, and every time I would pick the Natural Disasters. I don't know why, but I would. Now, we got about 17 minutes till I go on my first break. Talk about one of my favorite games of all time, my favorite wrestling game of all time, WWF Royal Rumble.
Is that all you played growing up?
I played a lot of games, but most of my games were wrestling games because I loved wrestling. I've been a wrestling fan all my life, so, in future episodes, I will have different stuff. This episode, since I'm a big wrestling fan, I wanted to talk about the wrestling games I used to play when I grew up. So that's why I'm talking about so many wrestling games, because, these are the games I used to play when I grew up. Now, in the next episode, I'll have different games. Like, maybe I'll do football games and basketball games and soccer games. And I've played, I can't tell you how many video games I have played.
Do you know wrestling is fake?
Well, some people say that it's fake, but I think differently. I've been, wrestling is something that is dear to my heart, so I'm not going to say that it's fake. Anyways, so, on to the WWF Royal Rumble. That was my favorite game of all time.
Trouble for calling themselves WWF?
They did. They got into, it wasn't much so much as they got into trouble. There is another organization called the World Wildlife Fund who has been around longer than the WWF, and they went to, court to try to make sure that the WWF could not use the name WWF because they didn't want anybody to be mistaken with the wrestling. So the WWF lost, and therefore they became the WWE that is today. That's why they changed their name from the WWF to the WWE. But anyway, the WWF Royal Rumble, produced once again by LGN and for NES and Flying Edge for the Sega, it was the first game that had the Royal Rumble match. It had an on-screen grappling meter. You had steel chairs, and it was the first game that had tug-of-war grappling, which meant that when you would grapple with somebody, you had to keep pushing your button, and if you got your meter all the way over to your side, you would do a move. But if your opponent got the meter all the way on his side, then he would do a move. It was pretty cool.
WWF created by the Lesbian Girl Network? Because that's what LGN is.
I don't know. I don't know. One of the coolest things about this game was you were able to knock out the referee. You could knock him out usually about three times, and after the third time he would get up, he would throw his hands down, and he would leave the ring and would be involved in what they would call a brawl, which was no rules, no pinfalls, no submissions. The only thing, once your opponent's meter was all the way down, then the match ended.
Why would you pick a referee?
Yep, they had a one fall, they had a tournament match, they had a triple tag team match, a brawl, a tag team match, and of course, the Royal Rumble.
No.
Some of the wrestlers
no.
that he had was Bret Hart, The Undertaker, Razor Ramon, Randy Savage, Crush, Luger, Ric Flair, Mr. Perfect, Ted DiBiase, Yokozuna, and Tatanka. Now, of course, the Sega version had almost all those wrestlers, except where they had Hogan, IRS, Jim Duggan, the model Rick Martel, and Papa Shango. And one of my favorite matches in that game was the Royal Rumble match. You just had to throw him over the top rope. It was a great match. I'd always throw them into the ropes, and then when they came back towards me, I'd give them a hip toss over the top rope. It was a fun game. It was a great game. If you've never played it, if you ever get a Super Nintendo, I highly recommend that you get this game. It's a great game.
Hip toss, fun away in there.
The next game is called WWE Raw. Once again, was made by LGN. It was made by LGN and Acclaim. It came out for the Super Nintendo, the Sega 32X, the Sega Genesis, the Game Boy, the Game Gear. It came out in 1994. You had the mode you had was the one versus one, a tag team match, a brawl.
Right there.
The Royal Rumble. And once the referee was knocked down too many times, he would leave the ring. Submissions, he couldn't use submissions in the Royal Rumble. A Bedlam match, which is basically a tornado tag. You had everybody was just in the ring at the same time. And a Raw Endurance match, which was a mix between a Bedlam match and a Survivor Series match. You pick six people and had to survive throughout the end. Can you turn down your TV, sir? Thank you.
That was not me.
Let's see here. What else? The differences between those two games for the SNES and the Game Gear was you had Bret Hart, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, Bam Bam Bigelow, Yokozuna, Doink, Luger, 1-2-3 Kid, Diesel, Bret Hart, once again, Owen Hart, and Luna Fashan. Now, funny story about this game. I was playing this game, and I was fighting Bam Bam Bigelow, and all of a sudden he started attacking the referee. I didn't think anything of it until the referee left the ring, and, of course, it became a Bedlam match. And as soon as that happened, Luna Fashan came out, and Luna Fashan and Bam Bam Bigelow beat the crap out of me. I was highly pissed off about that. Wouldn't you be pissed off about that?
I would be highly pissed off.
So anyway, that was pretty much all the wrestling games that I used to play when I was a kid. When we get back from break, we got about 8 minutes. I'm going to talk about some of the pro wrestling movies that I used to watch when I was a kid, as well as
make him gay.
As well as some other things that I've that still need to get into from 1980s, 85, 86, you know, those years. It's going to be a pretty entertaining hour. You know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and go to break now, so.
Joe, I got a quick question before you go to break.
Okay, what's your question?
How old are you?
I am 36 years old.
Oh, wow, you sound older.
I probably do sound older. Alright, so let's go and go.
I thought you were my grandpa for a second. Sorry.
Nope. Alright, we're going to go ahead and go to break. I'll be back in about 4 minutes. If this works. What do you say it's going to work? It's going to take a couple minutes, and we're going to be going to break very soon. Is there any more questions?
There's supposed to be music playing.
There's supposed to be, sir. There's supposed to be. My internet is really, really, really messed up tonight. It's really, 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 really messed up.
I got your back. Here we go. I'm a Barbie girl. In my Barbie world. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. In a Barbie world. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. come party, let's come party.
Totally crapped out. I can't even do anything with my show. Like, I'm still on the air, but my internet is totally crapped out. This is absolutely terrible. But anyway, time for the second hour. Now, the second hour, I want to talk about pro wrestling movies, since I know that you love pro wrestling so much.
I hate pro wrestling. It's making gay.
Anyways, the movie, the year was 1987. The movie was called Body Slam.
Do you like penises?
Do I like penises? No. Anyways, it featured Roddy Piper.
Why do you watch men wrestling around a ring, all oiled up and spending?
Not why I like pro wrestling. Anyways, it had Roddy Piper.
Why do you
Tony
like wrestling?
Sam Fatu, Captain Lou Albano, and Dirk Benedict. Dirk Benedict played a guy by the name of M. Henry Smilak. He was a producer that was having trouble booking gigs for his rock band, The Kicks. He meets Vic Roberts, who is played by Roddy Piper, and he books
Roddy
him thinking that he is a rock star, not knowing he is a professional wrestler. Now, Henry is in debt with a lot of people, so he becomes the manager for Rick Roberts and his tag team partner, Tonga Sam, played by Sam Fatu. And they are feuding with Rick Roberts and Tonga Sam's former manager, Captain Lou Albano, and his tag team, the Cannibals. They're going around trying to get Henry and his tag team blacklisted from every pro wrestling show. And somehow, Henry had done something. He had double booked a pro wrestling show as well as a show for his rock group, The Kicks. And it turned out to be a huge success, so he decided to go on tour with this wrestling show as well as his rock band, and which started out the rock and wrestling era of professional wrestling, which was you know, very, very good in that era. It died off for a while, and it never came back. So what movies did you used to watch when you were young? Hello, you there?
Hello,
okay. Next movie is a movie called No Holds Barred. It was 1989. It was produced by the WWE under the company aimed at distribution. Blah, blah, blah. That was a The movie featured Hulk Hogan. Now, remember Hulk Hogan. Now, Hulk Hogan at that time was in the WWF. It was still the WWF. And this was like the first movie that he had done. In the movie, he plays a guy by the name of Rip, who is the WWF champion. This rival promoter shows up and wants him on his TV show, which he says no. And this guy ends up starting up his own promotion called Battle of the Tough Guys. I'm not sure, he did it because he was pissed off because Rip would not join his show. And yeah. So during this Battle of the Tough Guys, he comes up across this guy by the name of Zeus. Now Zeus is this humongous black guy. He's got muscles galore. He has a Z shaved into his head. He was just a monster. Now, the funniest thing about Zeus...
That sounds like a Major League movie.
It was a major movie. Zeus is cross-eyed. So when you look at Zeus, you kind of have to laugh at him because he was this guy that is just cross-eyed.
Why is a physical disability funny? It's not funny. Why
because
are you going to laugh at somebody that's got a cross eye? He can't help it.
Because they are trying
that's
to...
That's bullshit, Joe.
...as a monster. And when you look at him, the dude is cross-eyed. I mean, it's...
So you laugh at people with physical disabilities?
I do. I do. I must say that I laugh at my co-host, Rick Rose, every WrestleTalk.
Who's that? What are you talking about?
I do laugh at my co-host, Rick Rose, at every WrestleTalk because, he goes around thinking, I shouldn't be saying this stuff, but, I know it's not going to get back to him because, he's not listening right now. So, like I said, he walks around thinking that he's the champion of WrestleTalk, but we all know that I'm the real champion of WrestleTalk, that there is no other champion but Joe Lance. I mean, that's just all that there is. But anyway.
So you do another show besides this one?
Yes.
Can you come up and check the motor?
No, I'm doing a show
right now.
All right.
Listen. Joe Lance, you live with your parents?
With my parents, yes, I do.
Is that when he was talking to you and you and his basement?
That is where I do my shows at, from my basement, yes. It is ridiculous, I know, trust me. Anyway,
and yet you want to laugh at people with physical disabilities. You're 37 years old and you live with your parents.
I'm not laughing at anybody with a physical disability. I laugh at Rick Rose all of the time. He is a physical disability. by the way, Rick, I know
Who's Rick?
I know that it's you, Rick. You're not messing with me. I've known it's you the whole time because I know what your phone number is. You do realize that, right?
Are you talking to me?
I believe I am talking to you, Rick Rose. I know what your phone number is. You're trying to mess with me. You're trying to mess with my show. I know who you are. But anyways, so, let's do this. So, like I said, back to the movie No Holds Barred. It was one of my favorite movies. I've watched it I don't know how many times. It was a great movie. It was... he has his final battle with Zeus. Zeus tries to hit him with some sort of like a clothesline or a forearm smash. He gets flipped over the banister. He falls about 20, 30 feet, lands in the middle of the ring. At that point, Hogan, a.k.a. Rip, goes after the promoter. The promoter falls back into a bunch of electrical cords and gets himself electrocuted. And that is the end of the movie. Have you ever seen No Holds Barred? Hello?
I have not seen it.
You have not seen No Holds Barred. Well, I definitely recommend that you see the movie No Holds Barred. So, let's talk about some of the other movies that came out. Well, let's talk about 1985 again. Did you know that in 1985, on January 20th, Ronald Reagan was sworn in for his second term as President of the United States of America? What do you think about that? What are your thoughts about Ronald Reagan?
About Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan, yes. Former President of the United States of America, you know, the Bay
of
Pigs.
One of the best presidents we ever had.
But yeah, on January 20th, he was sworn in for his second term, which, you know, everybody seems to like Ronald Reagan, which I didn't have a problem with him, but of course, in 1985, I was 79. I was 6 years old, so obviously I didn't know who Ronald Reagan was when I was 6 years old. The song We Are the World was recorded on January 28th, which was one day before my birthday, which is cool. I mean, we've all heard that song, We Are the World. It's a very, very popular song. They actually tried to redo the song. Didn't work so well as the first one. You remember that song? We Are the World?
I've never seen that movie.
It's not a movie. It's a song. It had Donna Summer in it. It had Cyndi Lauper in it. It had Kenny Rogers in it. It had Michael Jackson. It had all these big name singers. Barbra Streisand, and it was a song for the world. It was a song for the world. It's a great song. If you've never heard it, you definitely should go to YouTube, check it out. You might like it, you might not like it. It's totally up to you, my friend. Totally up to you.
Is that the one that goes like, we are, youth of the nation. We are, youth of the nation.
No. It goes, we are the world, we are the children, we are the ones that make a brighter day, so let's start giving. That is We Are the World. I'm not going to sing it because I'm not a good singer. And if I started to sing it, my views would go down and it would not be good. But anyways, in 1985, Coca-Cola, on April 23rd, Coca-Cola decided they were going to change their formula. It did not, and they called it New Coke. It did not go well because 3 months later they changed it back to their original formula. The people did not like the New Coke. They wanted the original Coke. Do you drink Coke or you drink Pepsi? Good. 1985. The movie The Black Cauldron made its theater debut. I believe it was a Jim Hansen movie. It was called The Black Cauldron. I've seen it once or twice. Have you ever seen that movie, Carrie? She didn't sit down yet? No, she's not. She must be going upstairs. No, I didn't even notice it. I'm so focused on this show, it's not even funny. I'm bound and determined I'm going to do a 2-hour show. It's going to be rough because I'm starting to run out of material, but I'm going to make sure I have a 2-hour show. Are you still with me, sir?
I am right
Okie doke. So, like I said, what was your favorite movie of the 1980s? Let's see if I can remember one of your favorite movies of the 1980s.
I like one called Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. I have seen Howard the Duck. I don't know how many times. That was a very, very good movie. A lot of people did not like it. A lot of people did. It was a definitely interesting movie. You know, talking about that movie is going to make me want to see that movie again. And I've heard that they're going to remake that movie, Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck was a comic book, I believe. And so hopefully, if they do make another one, it'll be better than the first one, because the first one was good, but it wasn't the best. So Howard the Duck, I do remember that movie. It had Leah Thompson in it and Jeffrey Jones. What was another one of your movies from the 80s you used to watch?
I like Tarzan.
Tarzan? I've never watched Tarzan. I know the story of Tarzan, but I can honestly say I've never seen a Tarzan movie. Why don't you tell me about this Tarzan movie?
Tarzan was created in 1981. It was an adventure film loosely based on a novel, Tarzan of the Apes. It starred Miles O'Keefe in the title role of Bo Derek as his partner, Jay Parker. He flew around on vines. Go underground, watch out for that tree. And he went into the tree and got drowned.
So that was Tarzan. I can honestly say I've never seen that movie Tarzan. I've seen the cartoon of Tarzan, but I've never seen the Tarzan movie.
Because you were too busy watching wrestling movies.
I probably was. You were probably right. I probably was. In the arcade.
Downstairs in Daddy's basement, touching yourself.
I wouldn't go that far. Anyways, in 1985 in the arcade. In 1985 in the arcades, March, a game by the name of Dig Dug 2 came out, which I remember going
to
the arcade.
Did you ever have sexual fantasies about Ronnie the Rowdy Piper with a skirt?
No, I did not. Anyways. It had the game Dig Dug 2 that came out in the arcade. I vaguely remember playing that game. September, they had the game Ghosts and Goblins came out. I do remember playing that game in the arcade back when they used to have arcades. Right nowadays, they don't have very many arcades. So I do remember playing that game. The game Gauntlet, I remember playing that game. I remember playing Super Mario Brothers for the Nintendo, Duck Hunt for the Nintendo, Sky Kid for the Nintendo. I remember playing the track and field game for the Nintendo. My parents bought me one of these mats that had all these circles on it, and you could run on them, and that's how you made your guy move. So it was kind of like getting your exercise but playing a video game at the same time. It was pretty cool. Now we're going to get into some of the good movies. The Goonies. Do you remember the movie The Goonies? Hopefully you do.
Yeah. Sorry. I can't laugh.
Okay. The Goonies was made in 1985. It was a movie about these kids that were a part of they all lived in the same town. They called themselves the Goonies, and they go on a a journey to try to find the treasure of One-Eyed Pete.
Hey, you guys.
Exactly. Hey, you guys. That was I can't remember that character's name. That has been so long. Here was the character Sloth. Sloth. Sloth was the character that said that they were not only were they trying to find this one-eyed Willie's treasure, but they were also trying to get rid of
the Hermes.
Anyways, yeah, they were after they were after this these group of people were coming after them, as well as you know trying to. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. It definitely was a good movie. The next movie, Back to the Future. I know you remember this movie, Back to the Future. Marty McFly. What do you remember about Back to the Future?
Don't go so fast and you will end up in the future.
Exactly, exactly. See, Back to the Future was a classic movie. It was great. I loved it. It had Michael J. Fox. It had it was a great movie about this guy that goes back in time, and his mother ends up falling in love with him. And he has to make sure that she falls in love with his father, or else he won't be born. And they actually made three Back to the Future movies. So what do you remember about Back to the Future? Did you ever see it?
If you didn't see it, you need to have your head checked.
I agree.
One of the best movies ever created. It was released on July 3rd, 1985.
What movie is that?
I went Back to the Future.
Oh. How about the movie The Breakfast Club? Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
That was a classic movie, and I just now saw that movie for the first time.
Well, you were too busy watching wrestling movies, touching yourself, and thinking about Roddy Roddy the Piper.
I was not thinking about Roddy Roddy the Piper, because I don't think about Roddy Roddy the Piper.
Was it Hacksaw the Jim to give the guy that had worn? He was like,
no. Anyways, so, The Breakfast Club was a
was it Bam Bam Bigelow?
No. The Breakfast Club was a movie about a bunch of people that were in detention on a Saturday. They all came from different, different groups. You had the jock, you had the nerd, you had the princess, you had the tough guy. It was a great, great show.
Did you think that girl was hot?
It was a great, great, great movie.
I used to fantasize about touching her butt.
Okay, well, Mr. 661, what you say that your name was again?
My name is Jack.
Well, Jack, I want to thank you for calling in. definitely call in next time. Thanks for calling in. Anyways, we got 38 minutes left. And I had my wife here. So, the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Do you remember that movie?
Barely.
You barely remember Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. The movie was your typical action movie. It had Mel Gibson in it. I believe that was the one that had Tina Turner in it.
Yes.
Yes. It definitely had Tina Turner in it. A lot of people liked that movie. A lot of people thought that movie was awesome. It's been a long time since I've seen it, so I can't really say what that movie is, if that movie is very good or not, because it's been a long time since I've seen it. The movie Legend. I know you've seen Legend.
Yeah.
Legend is another classical movie. I believe it was the first movie that had Tom Cruise in it. Legend did not have Tom Hanks in it. I can promise you, Legend did not have Tom Hanks in it.
I have to have a little comedy.
It was Tom Cruise, and I believe the lady's name was Mia Sara, and it had Tim Curry as the devil. It was a very, very, very good movie. Kind of slow,
yeah.
But it was a very, very good movie. The next movie, I'm telling you, 1985 had so many movies. It's not even funny how many movies 1985 had come out. 1985, the movie Commando came out. We all remember, who is this? Hello, you're talking to, Going Retro with Joe. Who am I talking to?
Who's that son of a bitch that's fucking with you on your radio show?
I have no idea who that person is. I do not know. For a minute, I thought that it was you.
I've been sitting in the queue for, like, I don't know, 45 minutes now. You were having issues. I was trying to call in. Is he still on?
No, I kind of gave him off. Since I don't have internet on my phone, my phone's messed up, I had to use Carrie's phone, and I was able to use Carrie's phone to give him the S. I thought that it was you. That's why I had left him on there.
No, I've been trying to call in. I even told Carrie to tell you.
I don't know who it was. All I know is it was a 612 number.
All right. Well, since he's gone, I can't rip him into an asshole.
Well, maybe he'll call back. You never know. You never know. Tonight has been a terrible night for me, Rick. It's been awful. If you haven't noticed.
What's been going on? I know you've been having issues with the internet.
That's putting it lightly.
That is an understatement. I have no internet whatsoever now.
He has it now.
No, I still don't have any. See, no internet access.
Oh.
So yeah, it's been terrible. I got this new microphone, and I'm not even able to use it. Like every 5 minutes, it was going out on me.
Well, I told you, the first thing to do is get better internet before you get a good microphone, because you can't use a good microphone with shitty internet.
Right.
That's true. You are correct. I cannot do that. That is definitely 100% true. Oh my God, it's been a night. Right now, I'm talking about movies from the year 1985. You remember the movie Commando?
No, I was only like 3 years old, man.
You know, come on now. You should at least seen it once you got older. I mean, that's like a classical movie. That's like classic Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, come on now. Everybody has seen Commando.
Not really.
No, I grew up on Jean-Claude Van Damme, Chuck Norris, and Bruce Lee, so.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, okay. So I can say that you've seen the movie Into the Dragon.
Yes.
That is an awesome movie. I love that movie. Into the Dragon was awesome. You know, I think that person that was called in, I think it was Donnie Diablo.
I have no idea. Where did that number come from? Have you looked it up?
All I know is that it's a 612 number. It was a 612. Whatever 612. I don't know what 612 is.
Minnesota.
I thought it was
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I thought that it was you, and I was like, I think Rick's messing. I even said that it was you and that you were messing with me.
That number actually comes from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minnesota? Who the hell was that? That must have been somebody that just decided that they wanted to mess with me tonight.
Yep.
It happens, I guess. But I gave Russia Talk 2 plugs tonight, so that's a good thing.
Sweet.
Yes, sir.
You got chat room open?
The chat room open? No, I don't. I don't have any internet access.
I have one phone with.
I only have one phone that has internet, and yeah, I don't have any internet access, so it sucks. I wish I could. Wish I was able to get on chat.
I'm getting prepaid internet just to get.
Yeah. Yep. There is no way for me to do chat. Oh well. One of the other movies that came out in 1985 was Rocky IV. Tell me you've seen Rocky IV.
I've seen every single Rocky episode there is out there. I love that series. I watch it when I want to be motivated. I watch it every Tuesday before I go on a Russell Talk because I'm like the Rocky going against like you and Justin and all them.
Nice. Yeah, Rocky IV was by far my favorite Rocky. That was when he was going up against Dolph Lundgren.
Yep, the Russian.
It's kind of like John Cena and Rusev.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. I love Ivan Dragoff. I love that movie. It makes me want to watch it again. What are you? Shut up, Cat. Take him upstairs. Cat's driving me crazy tonight. Yeah, the other movie from 1985 was Weird Science, St. Elmo's Fire, A View to Kill, and Teen Wolf. 1985 was a great year for movies, as well as video games. I'm just talking about all the wrestling video games I used to play when I was a kid. This was before you were born, Rick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't even remember the first wrestling game I played. I grew up on the likes of, like, Pitfall and
Pitfall,
all that stuff.
I remember Pitfall. You used to have the, you'd go running and jump onto the vine and you'd go across the, that thing. I remember the pit. I remember Pitfall. You ever play Pitfall,
yeah.
Ken? Yeah. Pitfall. See, I grew up with, like, Pac-Man. Super Mario Brothers. I know you play Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I still play it when I get the chance.
That actually came out in 1985 as well. That one and Duck Hunt.
Yeah, Duck Hunt.
Yes. I mean, it was some great games. Like I said, one of my favorite games was WWF Royal Rumble for the Super Nintendo. Came out in 1994, 95, I think. I don't think I wrote that one down. Yeah, that was one of my favorite games of all time. I can't tell you how many times I played that freaking game. It was nuts. Oh, my God. Yeah, I did not even know that you were trying to call in. I wish I would have had Kerry's phone earlier, because you could have talked to this guy for a little bit.
I was trying. I even tried calling your phone number, and it said it wasn't working, and yeah.
Yeah, exactly. My phone has been cut off.
I'm calling incessantly.
I don't know who, and I wish I knew who that guy was. But anyway, so I was also talking about the movie No Holds Barred, the Hulk Hogan movie. I know you've seen that movie.
Yes.
Isn't that a great movie, though? I love that movie. I can't tell you how many times I've watched that movie.
I've only seen it a couple times.
I've seen it, I don't know how many times. Like, when he holds that guy and he's like, "What's that smell?" And the guy says, "Dookie." That was like the funniest thing ever when I was a kid. I used to go around saying that to everybody. I'd run up to a kid on the playground, I'd grab him by the shirt and I'd go, "What's that smell?" And usually they'd start crying and then they'd run off. I was a bully when I was a kid.
You're right.
But I'm not, luckily I'm not a bully anymore. I don't bully anybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you get on with your show. Since the idiot's not on anymore, I'm going to finish my college work and all that crap. So,
thank you for calling in. Definitely call in anytime that you want to. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Peace.
Peace. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Vic Rose, the former WrestleTalk champion. So, Carrie, what was your favorite movie growing up?
Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride. That's another movie I've seen so many times it's not even funny.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on now. It's just... Every woman loves a Princess Bride. And as a matter of fact, to this day, if you're flipping through the channels and you see the Princess Bride is on, what do?
Stop.
You instantly watch it every time, no matter if it's in the middle, if it's towards the end, if it's at the beginning.
Yep.
But you always hope it's at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You absolutely love the Princess Bride. It's a great... Great, great movie. There's not much to say about The Princess Bride, just how great of a movie it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully one day I'll be able to do a little trivia on my Facebook for The Princess Bride. I think that would be fun, just ask trivia questions about The Princess Bride, and you never know.
Yeah.
Once again, I've got about 25 minutes. If you'd like to call in, the number is 215-383-3847. That's 215-383-3847. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear the stories of the games or movies you used to watch when you were younger. So what do you remember about the movie Weird Science?
It was pretty funny.
It was. I had not seen that movie for quite some time. It was a great movie, though.
Yeah, it was.
Like, God, it's been so long since I've seen it. All I can remember is they created that lady, and he had a brother that was really mean. I think his brother's name was Chet.
Yeah.
He was played by Bill Paxton.
Yep, crazy.
It was a good movie. It was a really, 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 really good movie. Let's see here. And, of course, you've heard the song We Are the World. That's one of your favorite songs of all time.
No, it isn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, trust me, she listens to it in her car.
I do not.
All the time.
I do not. At least I'm not the one listening to the Gummy Bear song.
I don't listen to the Gummy Bear song. What Gummy Bear song? You never seen me.
He's buzzing at the cat.
You never see me in the car singing Gummy Bears, dancing here and there and everywhere. We are the Gummy Bears. Okay, that was my song.
That's pretty bad, but he knows the song.
I just made a fool of myself. That's not the whole song.
Close
No.
Yeah.
Not even close enough. Come on now. It was a good cartoons of the 1980s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Woo, what cartoons from the 1980s? The Flintstones. Of course, the Flintstones was well before the 1980s.
Yeah.
But that was a great show. That was an awesome, awesome, awesome show. I loved it.
Fraggle Rock.
Another Jim Henson production. Great show. Kind of like Sesame Street, sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
One of these days, I'm going to get a collection of Fraggle Rock, and me and Carrie are going to sit back and watch them.
Sure.
Until I fall asleep. I have a tendency to fall asleep during my movies. Don't ask me why. I do have a tendency. It's pretty terrible. Scooby-Doo.
Pre-80s, though.
I still watch Scooby-Doo. I'll be the first one to admit it. I still watch Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo is freaking awesome. Scooby-Doo has been awesome since it was created.
You know what I saw on Netflix the other day?
What's that?
Jim
and the Holograms. Yes, they do have. They have every episode of Jim on Netflix, as well as they're making a Jim movie.
Yes.
Now, I didn't watch it very much when I was younger, but the couple of times when I've had to babysit my nieces, at one point they were really into Jim, so I've seen quite a few Jim episodes nowadays.
Oh, yeah. They're still out now.
Mm-hmm. It has been crazy. Huh. I'm going to go for a little break real quick. Let me play this song for you.
The Gummy Bear song?
No.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're a subtle sensation.
Like you're under.
I am back. star, you had to take a little break for undisclosed reasons. It happened. It happened. I've got 18 minutes left. Now, I'm not going to ask her if she's played any of these wrestling games, because I know she hasn't.
No.
Okay, she was not big into wrestling games, but I bet I can find a game that she has played. How about Zelda?
Oh, yeah.
Carrie is a big Zelda fan. Originally, this is my wife, Carrie. She has graciously decided to come down and join me during this show tonight to help me out in this disaster of a show. I mean, if anything could have gone wrong tonight, it has gone wrong. From the guy that was calling in, I don't know who that was, whoever that was, yeah. Luckily, I don't have any callers right now. If you want to call in the next 17 minutes, the number you want to call is 215-383-3847. 215-383-3847. I'd love to hear from you. Interesting night. The Legend of Zelda. Like, there's been so many Legends of Zelda games, though.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially now. Like, but Carrie was around during the first Legend of Zelda game.
Oh, yeah.
I never got into Legend of Zelda. I don't know why, but I've never gotten into Legend of Zelda. It was just not my style. Instead, I was playing games like Top Gun. Wrestling games, yes. I probably have played every wrestling game that there is out there, except for the one game which is called... Micro League Wrestling. I've never played Micro League Wrestling. I've heard of it, but I've never actually played it. It was for the Commodore 64.
Ooh, that's old.
It was made in 1987. So 79. I was 8 years old when that game came out.
I've never played that.
And it's not your typical wrestling game. It was more like a strategy game. You had to have at least two people. You would pick a move, a thing, and your opponent would pick a thing, and one of you would win. And whoever won, whichever one won, you would take points away from your opponent. And you had you had four major moves that caused four damage points, and you had one super move that caused six damage points. You remember those games where you would have a board? It'd be a board game, but then you also would have a VCR tape that you had to play.
Yeah.
That's what that was basically like.
Oh, okay.
But it was for the Commodore 64, and pretty sure it had discs, like the floppy disk.
Yeah.
Because back then they didn't have the compact discs like they do now.
Or they're too expensive.
Yeah. They were kind of expensive. I will say that. They were kind of expensive. I think I should just go ahead and end this thing. It's, I only got 14 minutes left. You think I should just keep going for the 14 minutes?
That's not what your material is.
I've pretty much gone through everything that I have. I mean, I read a lot of stuff down, and I still, in 14 minutes, okay, so, talk about the movie The Black Cauldron. Have you ever seen that movie?
Lots of times.
That was another Jim Henson movie, was it not?
It was animated, wasn't it?
Maybe it was. I'm thinking about The Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah, Dark Crystal.
The Dark Cauldron. I think that was an animated movie. I was thinking about a completely different movie. Coca-Cola changed their formula in 1985.
Yeah.
They called it the New Coke. It lasted 3 months.
Yeah, bad.
The fans obviously did not like the fact that they had changed their formula. 3 months, that's all that it lasted. JB didn't call in today, but we're not going to talk about it. JB's kind of mad at me right now because I ended Beyond Wrestle Talk. I apologize, JB. Hopefully you are listening. If not, I understand. you know what? I've got 12 minutes left. I'm out of material. It's been one heck of a night. I'm going to go ahead and end this debauchery, this terrible, terrible show. Hopefully next week will be better.
Better
internet connection. I hope. I pray to God because no. So all I got to say is no, 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 no. So thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Vic, thank you for calling in. 612 guy, I think you said your name was John. Thank you for calling in. Peace.